Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We call it the DDP for short. I'm Paul White. It is the 30th day of July. I hope you've had a great week. It's Friday. We are not doing a long-form Friday today. We are going to continue with our Genesis examination. We're in the third chapter. I'll jump into that in a second. I do want to say that tomorrow is the 31st day of July, and therefore we dedicate the final day of every month to our essay edition. I write an essay during the month, and then I record it for the final day of the month, and that essay does not correspond necessarily with what we're doing day to day. The last three essays have dealt with Jonah. We've been deep into the Jonah series. I've been preaching sermons about Jonah. I've been writing about Jonah. I'm in a deep dive of study in Jonah because I'm working on what I think will be the framework for a new book. I'm not yet started writing formally. All I'm doing is writing these informal essays to keep me in the flow while I read everything I can get my hands on about Jonah. And so it's been an exciting time. I will contribute one more at least into this Jonah essay edition, and you'll get that tomorrow right here on the podcast. All right, for today, I'm in Genesis chapter 3. We're still in verse 6, that last verse. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Now, I want to do something a little different today. Well, it's not really different, but it is an exploration. I am struck by the fact that so many of you are blessed by the way we handle the DDP, that we aren't formal, that we just relax and talk through scriptures. But one of the feedbacks that I get a lot of times is people say things like, "You're helping me to think of things that I never thought of, or to see things differently than I ever saw them, or you're helping give me permission to see them differently." And I think that's a good thing. Anytime you are expanding your borders, you're not going to learn anything if you never are challenged in what you know. And so I don't present the DDP, at least I try not to, as, "Hey, here's the way to see this verse. This is the only way to see this verse. It's my way or the highway." I try to give you something to consider. Sometimes I'm really not sure about what I'm saying. In those moments, I try to tell you, "Look, I don't know about this," or, "Here's someone else's opinion. What do you think of it?" I shared one of those with you yesterday about the ascending order of creation. I know that has a real sort of post-feminism feel to it in interpretation. And even after I recorded, I thought I probably should have said something about the fact that that's a very feministic viewpoint of that story. But the problem is when you label it, sometimes you discount it. And so since you've labeled it and you're not prepared for that kind of reading, you go, "Well, okay, then it's inessential. I don't need it." So I don't label things because I think then we lose them. We lose their effectiveness. But also, even if it is what the label says it is, while you may not agree with that label and you may not agree with everything coming out of that label, if we don't listen to some of those other ways of seeing it, we miss things we can't see right in front of us. I've had people who I totally disagree with give me their take on a scripture, and I didn't agree with much of what they said, but they said one thing in a way that I would have never thought to say it because my lens is different. And then I don't forget it. And then I think, "Oh, okay, well, that was a valuable conversation, because even though I didn't even agree with their premise, the way they said that one line, I would have never landed there because I don't allow myself to think in that way." Okay, well, then that became valuable. You don't have to walk away believing it all. Okay, here's one, okay? It was a long intro to say that, because, well, part of that was shoring up that elevated creation account yesterday, upwards. Eve, top of the ladder kind of thing. But it's also to set this up, because I want to present something to you today that I've thought through for a couple of weeks, but I've never preached, and I don't think this should be like the basis of your theology, but I do think it's another way of seeing this. In the sixth verse, she gave to her husband with her, and he ate. In your spiritual relationship with you as the body, part of the body of Christ, who's the husband? Well, Christ. Who's the bride? The church. You're part of the church, therefore you're part of the bride. Therefore, you are, in many respects, Eve. Now, when the New Testament tells the redemption story, it compares Jesus with a new Adam, a last Adam. But here's just a different twist on this. If we're the spouse and Christ is the husband, we're the wife, when the husband takes and eats in the garden, in Genesis 3:6, it's the husband putting himself in whatever trouble the wife has put herself. Adam could reject and go, I'm not eating that. But if he does, then he loses his Eve. And I'm not saying this is what happens. I'm saying think about this, because if anything, if this does nothing else, it will at least cause you to get to the end of this podcast. You might get to the end and go, Paul White's nuts. But you might get to the end and think, wow, it made Jesus look good. If Christ is the husband and he watches you in crisis, he watches mankind in crisis, Eve, his beloved, whom he has eyes for, and Eve eats what she shouldn't. When Jesus comes to the earth, lives and dies as a man, at Calvary, isn't he partaking in what killed Eve? Isn't the husband eating the fruit at Calvary to die with his wife? And then when Christ comes out of the grave, Paul calls him a sort of first fruits of the resurrection, Paul and James, which could be that the bride falls, so the husband falls with her, so that when he's resurrected, he can bring her forth with him. We're the ones who needed to die at Calvary, but Christ dies instead. And Christ resurrects so that we can resurrect with him. So think about this. Genesis 3:6. She also gave her husband with her, and he ate. He goes in with his eyes wide open. He knows he's not supposed to do it. I don't know all of Adam's determinations in this, but I know that if Christ is a last Adam, and if Christ is our husband, is it possible that Adam eats because he doesn't want to lose Eve, and Jesus goes to the cross because he doesn't want to lose us? It's worth thinking about. Tomorrow, the July essay edition. We'll see you then. God bless.